Thank you very much. On behalf of my ambassador, let me begin by congratulating China on assuming the first presidency of the Conference on Disarmament in 2022. And I wish you, Mr. President, the best of success in your presidency. You can count on the full support of my delegation in achieving a successful start to the session. Poland associate fully with the EU statement, and I would like to add in the national capacity the following. European security is nowadays facing unprecedented threats and challenges, the biggest since the end of the Cold War, directly affecting the principles and the basic rules of international law and order, including territorial integrity. Therefore, involvement in a diplomatic dialogue using the established international mechanism is needed now more than ever. Also regarding arms control, disarmament and non-proliferation issues. This applies in particular to the continued dialogue between the United States and the Russian Federation. We perceive the integrity of the rule based international system as a crucial component of global security and will support effective multilateralism and international cooperation. In this context, a more specific note, Poland regrets that the 10th NPT Review Conference had to be further postponed due to the current pandemic situation. However, it will not prevent us from continuing our efforts with the aim of assuring the most effective course and outcome of the RevCon. As the chair of the main committee too, we will work closely with every NPT state party in order to achieve satisfactory results during the RevCon and to strengthen, universalize and implement the provisions of the treaty. Poland supports the intensive diplomatic efforts within the JCPOA Joint Commission. We hope that parties will finally reach a consensus on the nuclear agreement reactivation. Poland expresses its full support for the verification and monitoring activities in the EIA in Iran. Complete, verifiable and irreversible denuclearization of Democratic People's Republic of Korea remains an absolute imperative and priority. Therefore, we call upon DPRK to engage in denuclearization stock, to abandon its nuclear and ballistic missiles programs, to implement cease all related activities, to comply fully with all UN Security Council's resolutions, to return to full compliance with the NPT, including EIA safeguard system, and to sign and ratify the CTBT without further delay. These parameters defined our positions while approaching the ongoing discussion of this conference. I thank you, Mr. President.